This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We're talking about Maimer, especially in the Shita of Beis Shammai. And the Mishnah said, if you have three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and one of them is single, and one of the brothers married to the sister died, and the sister falls to the single brother, and he does Maimer, and then the second brother dies, so Beis Shammai says you could keep your wife, and the other woman goes out because of Achas Isha. So Beis Shammai seems to say and to hold that Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. The Gemara even said on the third line, Rav Lezer says that don't say Maimer is Mamish Koine Kinyan Gomer, that if you want to divorce her, all you need is a get. No, if you want to divorce her, you're going to have to give her chalitza. It's mamish, in other words, it's not a mamish a full kinyan. If it would be a full kinyan, then it would be a full-fledged marriage. It would be a complete zika buster. And if you would want to give her, get rid of her, you could give her a get. No, Maimer and Beis Shammai is only koine to push off the tzara. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the fact that you can't, in the case of the Mishnah Chavav, where two sisters fall to two brothers, they can't both do Maimer and then keep l'chatchila their respective Yevamos. And the Gemara says that does not prove Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer. Maybe it is Koine Kinyan Gomer, but this is a low-class Maimer, because you could not have done Yibam. So now we're up to a little bit further on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ravashi Masni Hachi. Ravashi learned the conversation as follows. Amar Rav Elazar, Loi Tema Maimer Beis Shammai, Dachi Dechia Gemura. Don't say that Maimer and Beis Shammai pushes off the tzara, pushes off the other woman completely. The tzarasa chalitza nami loy boy. And the tzara doesn't even need chalitza. Meaning, don't say that the Maimer is such a full-fledged kinyan that the other woman that falls is achos kukasa, and she has to, basically, she is mutaras linase lashuk completely. And she doesn't need chalitza. Eladoichu mashayru. It pushes her off, but it still retains, it leaves over some zika to the other woman. In other words, it's strong enough in Beis Shammai that you're not usher to your wife. In other words, the one that you did maimer to, you could stay with her. She doesn't become achay zikuka. But the other woman is not such an achay zikuka that she's free to go without chalitza. She still needs chalitza. I mean, this is different than the first version. The first version is coming la'afuke, it's mamish koine kinyan gomor, and you could give the balas ha'maimer a get if you want to get rid of her without chalitza. No. In the first version, it's saying that it only pushes off the tzara. In this version, it's trying to say, don't think it goes so far that it pushes off the tzara without chalitza. But Elodoichu Meshayer, it leaves over some zika to this woman. Rashi says, Dabai chalitza in Bas Linase, she would need chalitza if she wanted to get married before the Yavam did Yibam. In other words, Einachanami, if the Yavam, after doing Maimer, does Yibam to his wife, then that would push off the other woman completely and she wouldn't need chalitza. But in the interim, when he only did Maimer, he didn't yet do Yibam, then this other woman that fell would require chalitza to be muteras l'shuk. Amar Rabbi Avin said, Afana nami tanino, we can support this ruling that the woman is free to go l'shuk only with chalitza from the following halacha. Two sisters fall to two brothers. Beishamayomrim yikaimu. If they both do yibum, they could stay. But yikaimu, they could stay in. L'chadchil oloi, they can't both do yibum. If you're going to say in Beis Shammai that it pushes off a complete dechia, let each one do maimer and completely push off the other. Why can't they each do Yibum? If you're going to say that Maimer pushes off the Chia Gemura without Chalitza, why can't both brothers do Maimer and then they would be able to do Yibum L'chadchila? Rashi says, Zeh Yasa Maimer V'yidcha Esachoysa. Let this one do Maimer and push off the sister, Me'alav. V'achakach Yisa Ezu, and then he can marry the one he did Maimer to. So why do we say not? Elalav mishum deloy dochi dechia gemura. Must be because it does not push off completely. And v'chol kama deram yalei, and as long as that woman is still devolved upon you, l'chalitza, zekukasa, she zokuk to you, and she asers the one that you do maimer to. So now the question is, wait a second. Even this shita that you still require the tzara to do chalitza agrees that the one that you did maimer to is not usher to you. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is trying to bring a proof that you still have to give chalitza to the other woman, and that's why you can't do mimer to one and stay with that one. But what's the reason you can't do that? I mean, we're trying to, because the other woman needs chalitza, but we're still saying, even though the other woman needs chalitza, the one that you do mimer to is completely mutter to you. Like in the Mishnah, the one that you did mimer to is completely mutter to you. So why in this case can you not, is she not mutteris to you? So Rishonim say, because in this case it's not a superior maimer, because you couldn't have done yibum. Meaning in the Mishnah's case, the maimer you did is strong enough that at least she's mutaris to you because you could have done yibum to her. But in this case where it's a little bit more of an inferior maimer, namely that you could not have done yibum, so that's the reason why you can't do maimer l'chatchila and each one does yibum. Ella, Vela hadik katani b'shamay omrim ishta yimoy v'halazu teitzim misham achas isha. The question is, it must be, it is, the Gemara is saying like this, Ella mai, it is doicha. We're trying to prove that it's doicha umeshayer, right? If you're going to think maimer is doicha dechia gemura, zay yasa maimer v'yircha, v'zay yasa maimer v'yircha. Says gemura ve'ela had katani elama. You want to say it's doicha dechia gemura? In this case, let it also be doicha dechia gemura. And the gemara is offering the following possibility: ela v'hakatani be'shamei armim ishta imay. You know why? Really, I'll tell you, Maimer is doicha dechia gemura. But you know, so you know why in the Mishnah you could do a Maimer and push off the other woman, and in this case you can't? The reason is similar to what we explained before, that in the Mishnah you could have done Yibam, and since you could have done Yibam, that's when the Maimer is a full-fledged Maimer. However, if you could not have done Yibam, then the Maimer is not strong enough to be Doiche Dechia Gemura, and that's why we can't have each one doing Maimer. Okay. Now we have an amazing sugya over here. Boy Rabba. Rabba asked. Maimer le Beishamai nesua noisa oi erisa noisa. So we said that Maimer and Beishamai is some kind of Kenyan Gamor. Does it do nesuin or does it do erisin? In other words, if it would do nesuin, it would come out that you really have two options when a woman falls to you in Yibum, according to Beishamai. You could do Yibum, or you could do Nesuin, or you could do Maimer, if it does Nesuin. So the Gemara says, Amar le'Abayi l'mai hilchasa. Regarding what halacha do we say that Maimer would either do Erisin or Nesuin? In other words, what's the nafkamina? Ile maliyarsha, if it's, well, we want to know, does it do Erisin or Nesuin? Because if it does Erisin, you would inherit her. Excuse me. If it would do Erisin, you would not inherit her. If she dies. If it would do Nesuin, you would. Ula tamela. Or if you're a Kayin, if it would do Nesuin, you could be Metamater. If it would do Erisin, you couldn't. Ula hafer nedareha. If it would do Nesuin, you could be made for her Nedarim. If it would do Erisin, you can't. Says the Gemara. Hashta arusa ba'alma tani rabchia. Ishtai arusa loy oinein v'loy metamala. The Gemara says, now we know a regular arusa. Rabchia taught, if your wife is an arusa, you don't become an oinein if she dies. And if you're a kohen, you're not metama to her. V'chein he likewise her. Loy oinenes, if her husband dies, she's not an oinein. V'loy metamaloy, she's not metame to him. What does that mean, she's not metame to him? There's no din tuma by a kohenes. Right? Any kohanim on the call here? Not yet? Maybe when we get up to the next parak, we'll have some kohanim. Okay. No, mamish, nobody? I never davened in your shul. I wouldn't know the difference, you could say. Oh, Baal Kore, we have?
No, my wife is my father-in-law.
Oh, we have a Kohenes. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But I'm not gonna use her as an example here, because it's not a good ending for the guy over here. So, but, in other words, she doesn't have to be Metame to him. It doesn't mean she's v'loy metame, doesn't mean she's not allowed to, because there's no isser beheter, but there's a halacha, a wife is supposed to be metame to her husband when he dies, but if she's just an arusa, she doesn't have to. Or another pshat is maybe she's not allowed to. When would she not be allowed to? On Yom Tif, on the Regel, even Yisraelim are Muzhar on Tumah. That's a very interesting halacha Rashi brings, that on Yom Tif, Yisrael is Muzhar on Tumah. So if she's but you're allowed to be Metame to a relative, but since they're not related because they only have Irisin, so she's not allowed to be Metame to him. So Rashi says, I'm saying the Gemara continues, V'chein hi loy oinenes, v'loy metama loy. She's not metama to him. Meisa, if she dies, eina yarsha. He does not inherit her. Meisu, if he dies, goiva ksubasa, she collects the ksuba. Now, why would she collect the ksuba? Usually ksuba is only from the suin. It's talking about a scenario where he said that I'm going to give it to you from Erisin. So avad ba maimer mi bai. We know that from erisin in general, you don't get any of these privileges. So if you do maimer, is there a shaila? Why would maimer accomplish any of these things? We know erisin doesn't accomplish. Why would maimer accomplish these things? So question: what do you mean? What's the question? We have a havamina. Maybe maimer does nesuin. So what's the shayla over here? Rashi says, Hashta Arusa, whose kedushin is Dairaisa, Rabbi Chiya says you don't inherit her, and you're not Metamer, Maimer, which is only Durabonon, because Midairaisa you have to do Yibum, so do you have a Shaila? So this is a very difficult Rashi. Because Rashi seems to say that the Gemara's argument is, since Erisin in general is Dairaisa, and yet you don't get these privileges, Maimer, which is only Drabanon, certainly you should not get these privileges. The question is, we're in Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai, Maimer L'Choira is Dairaisa. So what exactly does Rashi mean that Erisin is Dairaisa and Maimer is only Drabanon? But that's what Rashi says. Rashi seems to be saying that the argument is Maimer is Drabanan, and Erisin, which is Dairaisa, doesn't accomplish this. So even if Maimer would accomplish Nisuin, but at the end of the day, it's only Drabanan. It can't be better than Erisin, which is Dairaisa. So the Gemara says, Ve'elo le'inyin mesira l'chupa. The Shaila here is regarding giving her over to Chuppah. What does this mean? Mai, Nisuin Oisa, does Maimer accomplish Nisuin V'loi mi boi Mesira l'Chuppah? And you don't have to give her over to Chuppah. She already has, so to speak, the Chuppah. Rashi says, in other words, what does it mean you don't have to give her l'Chuppah? If you do Maimer to a woman, and that, then you want to do Yibam. Again, you gave a woman Maimer, according to Beis Shammai. And then you did Yibam. You lived with her against her will without any chuppah. So what's the halacha? The shaila is, we can't just say we have a shaila. Does Maimer do Erisin or does it do Nisuin? Because it can't do Nisuin, because even Legabe, what do you want to know? Does it do Nisuin? You want to know if he could be made for her Nadarm? You want to know if he could be Metamah to her? The answer is no. He can't even do it after Erisin Medaraisa. Certainly not after Maimer Medrabanon, even if it does Nisuin. The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, once you do Maimer to a woman, which is some form of Kedushin, can you then have relations with her against her will and be kind to her? Or do we say you've started the track of Maimer, and you're going to need to bring her into the chuppah before you live with her against her will? Says the Gemara, Mai. What do we say? Nisuin oisa. Do we say Maimer accomplishes Nisuin v'loi by Mesir l'chuppah? You don't have to give her over to the chuppah before you perform Yibum. Idilma erusin oisa. Maybe it only does erusin v'loi Mesir l'chuppah, and before you live with her against her will, you got to do chuppah. Amarle. So this was the shaila. The shaila that Rabbah had was, does Maimer accomplish Mesira l'chuppah and you could just do Yibam, or does Maimer not accomplish Mesira l'chuppah and you have to...
Does the completion of Nisun require Bim?
No. All you need is Erisin and Chuppah. You may not need Bia. You might need Chuppah Roi L'Bia, but you don't need Bia. Perhaps.
But you need some sort of Yichud, correct?
Possibly. Yichud might do Nisuin.
So how could Maimer itself then accomplish that Nisuin? Maimer, when you look at Maimer, it's looking like a Kiddushin. It's not looking like a Nisuin.
Maybe the Maimer alone is a type of Yibam that is a Kedushin track of Yibam, and it does not require Nisuin. And Rashi says you could just then terminate it with a get. And then you could do bia to her Baal Karchach. It still allows for Yibam, but it also allows for Gittin. In other words, does Maimer formalize the relationship in a way that you could get rid of her now with a get, and there's no Zika, and you could do Yibam Baal Karcha, or no, once you do Maimer, you cannot do Yibam Baal Karcha unless you do Chuppah. So the question is, it sounds almost like, perhaps once you do Maimer, you can't have Bia with her Baal Karcha. To which the Gemara asks, why would that be? If you didn't do Maimer, you could have Bia Baal Karcha. Why does Maimer make things worse? Says the Gemara, Amar Leih, Hashta lo yaveh b'maimer k'sav yivam yaveh Baal Karcha. Now, if you wouldn't have given Maimer, the Torah says, yivam yaveh leh, you could have lived with her Baal Karcha. Aveh b'maimer min boy, does it make it worse that you gave her Maimer that now you can't have Bia Baal Karcha? Amar Leih, so he said back as follows, Shani Oimer, Amar Leih, yes, yeah, there is such an argument, Shani Oimer, maybe when you do Maimer to Yavama, the Zika flies away. The Chala of Zika's Erisin. And the Zika of Erisin comes, and maybe you can't do Maimer, you can't do Yim Baal Karchach. Maybe you're not koiner if you live with her before Chuppah. In other words, the Zika of Yibum flies away, and now there's Chala on you, the Zika of Erisin, and you can't live with her Baal Karcha until you do Chuppah. Now watch this. Tashma. So that's the Shaila. Does Maimer accomplish Erisin and obviate the need for a Chuppah and you could do Yibum Baal Karcha, or does it still require a Chuppah? Says the Gemara, Tashma. Shemeres Yavam, if a woman is waiting for a Yavam, Ben Yavam Echa Ben Shnei Yavam, whether she's waiting for one Yavam or two Yavam, in Rav Lezer Ma Yafer. Rav Lezer says, the Yavam, whether one or two, could be made for her Nadarim. One of the two could be made for her Nadarim. Rav Yeshua Oimer Le'echar, if there's one Yavam, he could be made for a Nadarim V'loi L'Shnayim. If there are two Yavam, he can't be made for the Nadarim. Rav Kiva Oimer Lo Le'echar V'loi L'Shnayim. Rabbi Kiva says, doesn't matter if it's one or two, it can't be made for her Nadarim. V'havina, but we asked on this Braisa, Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, Savar in Zika Filachat. I understand Rabbi Akiva who holds that the Yavam cannot be made for the Nadarim because he holds there is no Zika even when there's one Yavam. The Rabbi Yeshua holds that one Yavam could do Hafaras Nadarim and two can't. L'chad yesh Zika, L'trei ein Zika. But what does Rabbi Lezer hold? Rabbi Lezer holds even two Yevamin could do Hafaras Nadarim. Elo the Rabbi Lezer, but according to Rabbi Lezer, Nehi Nami de Kasavar Yesh Zika. Fine, you want to say Rabbi Lezer holds Yesh Zika. Bishlam Alechad Mefer. Bishlam one. One Yavam could be made for her Nadarim. Elo Letrei Amai. Why could two Yevamin be made for her Nadarim? Rashi says, very nice, there's Zika, even to two. But to two means that the Zika is diffused to two Yavamin. So, if anything, they both should be made for it together. But why would he just say Yafer? Yafer implies only one of them is Mefer. So, Bishlam al-Chad Mefer el-Tre Amai. Vamar av Ami, Acha b'may askinon. You know what it means, Yafer? Going to Avarba Maimer, it means one of them did Maimer, and that one who did Maimer could be made for the Nadarim Beishamai Hid Omar Maimer Koina Kinyan Gamor. And it's going like Beishamai that Maimer is Koina completely. Now, Iyamrit Bishlam Nesuinois, if Maimer does Nesuin and Chuppah, that's why you could be Mefer, because a Nesua could be Mefer. If it just does Erisin, so very nice he did Maimer, but Maimer just does Erisin and an Arus cannot be made for Nadarim. If a woman only has erusin, then you need the father and the husband to do afaras nedarim. In other words, what's the case? The case is the guy did maimer. So Bishlam, if maimer does nesuin, that's why he could be made for nedarim. But if it does erusin, erusin doesn't allow you to be made for nedarim if there's a father. Nara marasa viu bala mefirim nedarel. So I was about to ask, so why don't we just say the case is the father died, and then the Baal L'char could be made for. So Tosfos is bothered by that. Tosfos is not true. Nice try. Tosfos says, if there's no father, then the husband who's an Arus cannot be made for Nedarim. Interesting halacha. The husband and the father can be made for together, and if there's no father, the husband can't be made for. That's what it means. You do it with partnership. Yafer means him and the father. According to Rabbi Lazar, who says, Maimer Beishamai only pushes off the tzara, but is not a full-fledged kinyan. Am I made for Beshutfis? Why could you be made for Beshutfis? Maimer is not a kinyan. It only pushes off the tzara, but it's not a full-fledged kinyan. So why could you be made for Beshutfis? Amar l'cha Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Eimer d'amri anu ha'inu kana l'chazut sovad. Regarding what do I say Maimer is only koinet to push off the tzara, and what is it not koinet l'gabe? It's not koinet l'gabe that a get is sufficient. When I said Maimer only pushes off the tzara, I don't mean, and you can't be made for Nadarim. I mean, it only pushes off the tzara, but you can't just dissolve it with a get. You need chalitza, because there's some zika to this woman that still needs to be dissipated after your Maimer. But la for nedarim, I mean, I never said you can't be made for nedarim. When I said maimer only pushes off the tzara, I mean it only pushes off the tzara, but you still need to give her chalitza, but you still, it's a strong enough kinyan that you could be made for her nedarim, at least b'shutfis. The boy seima, or if you want, you could say it as follows, Amar l'cha Rabbi Lazar, or Rav Nachman. Rabbi Lazar would say like this, Ul Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that it's koine kinyan gamur. Right, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was of the opinion where is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? And according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, someone help me out. Where's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? Right before. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's of the opinion, Mai Mefer, Mefer B'Shutfis. Rabbi Lazar is saying back, and according to Nachman bar Yitzchak, he's the one who said, Yafer means you do it in partnership. Mi nicha, is it good? So let's say you want to say it's a full-fledged kinyan. If it does nesuin, fine. But according to Nachman bar Yitzchak, it only does erusin. But is that good? It doesn't say Yaferu, they do it in partnership. Yafer katani. It says he does it. So if he does it, what does this mean? Doesn't, in other words, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's approach is, Maimer is not koine kinyan gamur, but, and it only does erusin, And what does it mean he's yafer? He does it in partnership. But that's doichek. That's not a smooth reading. It doesn't say yaferu, they are mefer. It says yafer, he is mefer. So how could you say it's not koine kinyan gamor, and yet you still do the hafaras, and the yavam does the hafaras nadarim? You know how? It is possible that Maimer only does erasin, and yet in this case, the yavam could do the hafaras nadarim. You know how? You know why an arusa doesn't have the rights for hafaras nadarim? Because an arus is not responsible to feed his wife. But if you could find the scenario that someone who does erasin is responsible to feed his wife, for example, Bezdin obligated him to consummate the marriage and he ran away, so now his assets are responsible to feed his wife. In such a case, he is allowed to be made for the nadarim of his wife. The lamdus of why, once you start feeding your wife in Nisuin, you could be made for her nadarim, is because she says to herself, if my husband's paying my bills, then when I make a neder, I'm making the neder on his das, and he has the right to be mefer. So, technically, if you had an arus who was feeding his wife, her nedarim would be able to be nullified by him. So that's basically the answer the Gemara is saying. Alahach ma'yaskiran, sha'amda bedin. Bezdin summoned him to court. Really? We're talking about a case where maybe Maimer only does Erasin, and they were only made the guy Bedin, and Upaskulam Azoinus, and the Bezdin Paskind that the guy has to feed her, Mishaloi from his assets, Uchadurav Pinchas Mishmei Derava, Damra Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Kol hanoideras, anyone who makes a neder, al das bailo hi noideras, takes the neder with the das of the husband. In other words, we're going to learn later on, Daf Mem Aleph, that if Bezdin, if a guy, so to speak, is in no man's land, because he did erisin and he doesn't want to do Nisuin, so Bezin could sort of force him to consummate, and if he runs away, his assets are responsible to be Mefarnis, the woman. So such a woman is Menader al-Das, the husband, and in such a case he could be Mefer, even if all that was done was Maimer. So, Hachal Mayaskin and Sha'amda Bedin, they set him in judgment, and they paskind that she has the rights to be fed. And like Reb Pinchas said in the name of Rava, anyone who makes a neder does so al das the Baal. So basically, there are a number of ways of understanding this brisa, understanding Reb Elezer, why Reb Elezer says he could be made for the nedarim, even by two. Why is that? Either he did Maimer, and Maimer is Koina Kinyan Gamor, and it does Nisuin. Or if it does Erisin, he is made for Beshutfis. Or even if Maimer is not koine completely, but at least it allows you to be made for a b'shufis. Or it's talking about a specific scenario where he was responsible to feed her, and that responsibility allowed her to be made for her nedarim. All right, Marav Rabbeisai, thanks everyone for joining. And Bezos Hashem, we will plug along next week, Daf Lamed. Okay, Shkach everyone. Kol Tov, Gute Nacht.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.